This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Top aides to U.S. President Joe Biden have begun talks with groups of moderate Senate Republicans and Democrats on Biden's proposed $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package. The talks come as Biden faces increasing headwinds in his effort to win bipartisan backing for the initial legislative effort of his presidency. Lawmakers on the right question the wisdom of racking up bigger deficits. Those on the left urging Biden not to spend too much time on bipartisanship when the pandemic is killing thousands each day and costing more jobs. One key Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine said afterwards she would reconvene a bipartisan group to focus on a more targeted package. Two White House officials say that President Joe Biden Monday will formally reinstate COVID-19 travel restrictions on non-U.S. travelers from Brazil, Ireland, United Kingdom, and 26 other European countries that allow travel across open borders. The official spoke to the Associated Press on the condition of anonymity to discuss the upcoming order. The officials confirmed that South Africa would be added to the restricted list because of concerns about a variant of the virus that has spread beyond the nation. Biden is effectively reversing an order from U.S. President Trump in his final days in office that called for the relaxation of the travel restrictions. Rioters have set blazes in the center of southern Dutch city of Eindhoven and pelted police with rocks at a banned demonstration against coronavirus lockdown measures. Others responded with tear gas and water cannon and arrested at least 55 people. Police in the capital of Amsterdam also used a water cannon to disperse an outlawed demonstration against the lockdown. This is VOA News. Federal law enforcement officials are examining a number of threats aimed at members of the U.S. Congress as a second trial of former President Donald Trump nears. That's according to a U.S. official briefed on the matter who spoke on the Associated Press on Sunday. Part of the concern is ominous chatter about killing legislators or attacking them outside the U.S. Capitol. The threats and concern armed protesters could return to the Capitol have prompted federal law enforcement officials to insist that thousands of National Guard troops remain in Washington in the coming weeks. Trump's Senate trial on a charge of inciting a violent insurrection is set to begin the week of February 8th. The center-right incumbent candidate has won a resounding victory in Portugal's presidential election. Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa captured 61% of the vote Sunday to serve a final five-year term. He had widely been expected to win. He devoted most of his victory speech to the COVID-19 pandemic, saying his first thoughts went to its victims and promising to work for an economic recovery once it was over. Socialist candidate Anita Gomez came second with 13%, but close behind. And third was Andre Ventura, a newly arrived right-wing populist whose 12% was a stunning development. Israel announced the opening of an embassy in the United Arab Emirates Sunday, just over 4 months after signing an agreement to normalize relations with the Arab Gulf monarchy. Israeli authorities said their embassy, which is housed in temporary offices, will promote the full spectrum of relations between the two countries. Israel has announced in recent months agreements to normalize its relationship with four Arab countries. Those are the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, Sudan, and Morocco, under the sponsorship of former U.S. President Donald Trump. In the wake of this wave of standardization, many trade agreements have been signed between the United Arab Emirates and Israel in the agricultural, food, tourism, and high technology sectors. In the wake of this wave of standardization, they've been signed. And on Sunday, the United Arab Emirates approved the installation of its first embassy in Tel Aviv, where the majority of diplomatic representations are based because they do not recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Before the Emirates, Egypt and Jordan established diplomatic relations with the Jewish state when they signed in 1979 and 1994, respectively, peace treaties that ended the state of war in neighboring Israel. Find more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.